If I thought too hard about some of the tools and tech I've invested in over the years to help with course creation and not used or used for a while and then forgotten to cancel the subscription, well, it would keep me awake at night because I've wasted thousands. So in this episode, I'm sharing some of the resources I absolutely would not invest in until you're actually making passive income from your online course or digital products so you can avoid making some of the mistakes I did. I'm Janet Murray. I'm a business strategist, copywriter, and online course creator. And over the last decade, I've generated hundreds of thousands of pounds in sales of digital products, including online courses, ebooks, memberships, planners and journals, templates, you name it. I've probably sold it online. And I've also helped hundreds of clients create and launch online courses. And I use my strategic copywriting skills to write courses for other people. I created this podcast series to help you navigate the overwhelm around online course creation and sales because I have learned a lot of things the hard way. In this first season, I'm sharing all the things I'd do differently if I was starting out again, so you can avoid making the same mistakes and save yourself time and money in the process, including fessing up to some of the things I wasted time and money on. Because you only know what you know, right? Whether you're thinking about creating your first online course, you're partway through creating one, or you've already created a course and you want to generate more sales, I feel absolutely sure you'll get value from the Online Course Strategy Made Easy podcast. So make sure you subscribe in your favourite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. So over the past 12 to 18 months, here's just some of the tech subscriptions I've cancelled or downgraded. So for productivity, Slack, so that's a team communication and sort of project management tool, Trello, Asana, also for project management. There's also Meet Edgar and actually some other social media scheduling tools. I now schedule things or get my assistant to schedule them directly from the social media platform. And there's also numerous video hosting or storage platforms that I no longer use. So things like Vimeo, Wistia, Restream. And probably a bunch of others I have forgotten. Now, I'm sharing that not because I don't think they're good tools. They may be great tools for you, but because personally, I just don't need them. And paying for them was eating into my business profit. Now, the next part is a bit embarrassing for me to admit, but after almost a decade selling digital products online, I took a long, hard look at my monthly tech spend and just realised I didn't need half of it. And actually, this is the really embarrassing part. I had two or more subscriptions for some tools. There were things that I'd set up in a hurry because maybe I had a deadline or something wasn't working. And I thought I'll just quickly set up another account. I can sort that later. And of course, I didn't. But I think it happened because I was in such a rush to grow my online business. I was so overwhelmed by everything I had to do. I was constantly looking for solutions to make my life easier, to help my team be more productive. And I think I was just so convinced that the next tool I invested in would be the one, the answer to my prayers. And also I was listening to podcasts and following influencers online who were talking about the tools that they were using. So there was that whole bright, shiny thing going on. But all in all, that combination of me being busy, being overwhelmed, overstretched, meant I just wasn't always making the best decisions or even just giving myself time to weigh up different options. I was just jumping in. And of course, another problem that came with that was forgetting to cancel subscriptions. So I'd have things running that maybe had been good for a while, but I'd realised they weren't that helpful. Or maybe something had changed in my business. I didn't need them anymore. I remember actually, this is really embarrassing, but I had upgraded my Zoom account for a specific reason. I can't remember what it was, but I think I needed more seats. And actually, I think I ended up being on the higher rate for the best part of a year because I kept looking at it and think, oh, I need to cancel that. But that means that I need to go through to the tech support people and I just don't have the time to. I've got to do this right now. And it's so easy to keep telling yourself that you'll do it next week or next month or when you've got a bit more time. But seriously, looking back, I just wasted thousands. And what I came to realize was a lot of the experts that I was looking up to when I first got online, I was looking for inspiration and advice from, they were talking about having funnels, you know, so having lots of different funnels for different products. But every funnel that you run needs maintenance. And I got to the point where I was running so many funnels that it was overwhelming because, yes, you might have an automated funnel that delivers an ebook and invites people to join your webinar and then takes them on the next stage of that funnel. But if something breaks, somebody's got to dive in and fix it. And that might mean me personally, whether that's the evening, weekend, Christmas day, or it might mean paying somebody else to fix that problem. But it all just got really, really overwhelming. And the thing was, I couldn't just shut it off overnight. I couldn't just say, oh, I've had enough. I've had enough of all of this. Because that would mean that potentially I would have customers who were disappointed or upset because if they'd try and buy something online and it wouldn't work, they wouldn't get whatever it was that they'd paid for. So I had to dismantle it slowly. And I had to dismantle it piece by piece, almost like one of those Jenga puzzles, you know, with the little wooden blocks. And if you pull out the wrong wooden block, everything can collapse. And that's actually a really good analogy for what it started to feel like. And what I realized then is that I hadn't built myself a freedom business, a passive income business. I'd actually built myself a prison that meant I was tied into thousands of pounds a month of tech subscriptions, team costs, because if you've got funnels, you've got automation, you've got to have people to look after those funnels and automation. And it was a lot. It was thousands. And going through this, realizing what had happened and actually that it had got to the point where it was out of control and more than anything, actually, I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. It just felt like a lot of pressure. It just felt like I was making decisions in my business for everybody else and for what everybody else wanted rather than me. And that's why I now advise clients who tell me they want to generate recurring revenue from online courses to start small. I've talked about this in lots of previous episodes. Start with one simple digital product, for example, an online masterclass or a webinar. Build from there. You can add more classes, more webinars as you go, and you can gradually bundle them up into an online course rather than, you know, waiting months or years until you've got time to create your course. And of course, again, I've talked about this in a previous episode, a multi-module course that people probably won't finish, which can cause you all kinds of problems if people aren't finishing your courses. And it's why I also advise clients who say that they want to create an online course to generate recurring revenue to only use no or low cost tech. So things they're already paying for in their business or things that they can get for free. It's also why I now keep the tech stack for my own digital products super, super lean. Because if you want to develop a healthy recurring revenue stream from online courses, one that brings more money into your bank account than you're actually paying out, the leaner your business model, the better. And particularly in the early part of your online course creation journey, you don't want to be in that position when you're spending more to sell an online course than you're actually making. And that's what can happen to a lot of new course creators. So if I was starting my online course creation journey again, here's what I'd do. First of all, I'd take an inventory of what tech I already have and have already paid for or are paying for on a monthly basis. And I'd look at what I could do with that and how I could use that to help me create, host and sell my online course. I would absolutely cancel anything I've invested in for online course creation I haven't used or things that I could do without. So for example, I was working with a client recently who had invested in one of those kind of funnel building softwares like, I don't know, ClickFunnels or something like that. And also a package of support from somebody who was building out the funnels for them. And I ended up saying to them, look, you're not ready for this because you're still working on this part of your business, which is your bread and butter. It's your main income, the thing that puts food on the table for your family. Can you cancel that or can you at least pause it until we've got this part of your business working really well? And they were really grateful for that advice because it was starting to stress them out because, you know, they were paying a lot of money for it. And the other thing I would do is commit to going low or no tech until I was actually generating income, a profit from my online courses. I've already touched on this, but you really don't need things like funnel building services unless you're already generating thousands and you've already got a decent sized email list. you just don't need it. And if you invest in that kind of service, those kind of resources before you're ready, you will be spending more money than you're making. Because a funnel is not a tech stack. A funnel is the journey that someone takes from not being an online course customer to being an online course customer or student, however you want to put it. The tech that you use is just the automation of that process. So you already have a funnel. If you have something to sell, you've got an online course or a webinar, and you've thought about how you're going to take someone from not having bought that to buying it. So it might be social media posts, it might be a series of emails that you're going to send or post in a Facebook group. But if you've already thought about what that journey is from not being an online course customer to being one, that is a funnel. The tech part is just how you automate it. And it doesn't need to be automated. And in the early stages of your online course creation journey, believe me, most people are selling such small numbers that you don't need to automate anything. You could literally just send it all manually, honestly. But this is perception that it needs to be automated. It really doesn't. That's something that you can bring in later. And I will talk more about this in future episodes. And if you haven't already, make sure that you grab my free download, 7 low or no cost ways to host your online course. I will put a link in the show notes to this episode. I think it's easy to hear someone like me say this stuff and think it can't possibly be true. But you know, when you have a look at this download, these ideas that I've got for you, you'll see you've probably already got access to some of these resources already. So you really don't need to invest in anything new, and you can do the whole process for free.